Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something crucial, life in Chinese. We have a person who is very suitable talking about it. It's Max Tegmark. Max is the professor at MIT and a world-leading cosmologist. Hi, Max. 你好。
你好。
Right. I know you not only study the universe and physics, you also have a very interesting initiative, the Future of Life Institute. And why did you set this up?
Because we would like the future of life to exist and be as awesome as possible. And we feel that we humans unfortunately tend to be very short-sighted and just obsess about the next election cycle and things like this, to the point that we ignore really, really crucial things in the longer term. You know, we live in a universe that's 13.8 billion years old. Mm-hmm. And if we develop technology responsibly, we should be able to enable life to flourish for hundreds, millions, billions of years on Earth and beyond. And if we just obsessed about the next few years and do a lot of stupid things and go extinct, what a waste.
Right. So you are worried that people will be in the danger of extinction because of the stupid things or decisions we make.
Yeah, I feel that we can create a wonderful future if we win the race between the growing power of our technology and the growing wisdom mm-hmm. with which we manage our technology.
Right.
In the past, we have usually stayed ahead in this race just by trial and error. Mm-hmm. You know, we invented fire, we messed up a few times, and then we invented the fire extinguisher.
Right.
Problem solved. But now, when we get more and more powerful technology like nuclear weapons, synthetic biology, future artificial intelligence perhaps, we don't want to learn from mistakes. We want to get things right the first time.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that life continues. Okay, the way to say life in Chinese, we say 生命. There are two characters. They mean quite similar. 生 originally means the process of birth. And in fact, originally from a little plant, as a little bud coming out from the soil. So that's 生. That means to come to life and also later on evolved into the real life, like life, I'm a living being, that type of life. So 生.
生.
生. And then 命 means someone's life, like, oh, this is a living person and I am a life, or this is my life. So 命, and that's a beginning during the birth to the end when the person or the animal or plant died, then during this process, it's a life. So that's 命. 生命 together, it's the life we just mentioned. 生命. 生命 is quite an interesting subject in Chinese, especially ancient Chinese philosophy, because a lot of philosophers, for example, like Confucius, they would say, 未知生焉知死. So if I don't understand, since I still have a lot of questions about the birth, why we come into life, how would I know the meaning of death? So basically, it's a way of showing us being very humble, and then we don't know the extent of it, and the only thing to do is to be grateful and then to get on with life. Mm-hmm. So that's ancient Chinese philosophy. And I know as a cosmologist, you take a long-term view. An economist may take a long-term view of 100, 200 years of the measurement and look at the growth. But as a cosmologist, you look at the world and the life in the unit of billions of years.
Yeah. So I very much like China in this regard, because China, I think, thinks more long-term than most countries, because Chinese culture has existed for thousands of years. And I hope we can get a bit more of this long-term thinking also here in the West.
Yeah, sure. And then 生命, it's a meaning to describe the living. And then when we say 生日, that means birthday. So the day someone is born. So 生 is quite a useful word to use.
生日快乐.
Yeah, that's it. 生日快乐, that means happy birthday. And then when we want to describe someone's life, my lifetime, we say 一生, 一生一 is number one. So one life, one's life.
一生。
Yeah, so if you want, someone wants to write my memoir when I die, then they will say, oh, 小兰的一生, Max 的一生, a lot of fun, a lot of achievement, and a lot of experience and joy of life. So Max 的一生, 小兰的一生. So 生 is quite a useful word, and 命 is more like, it's more physical. We describe it's more like a person from death, from birth to death, and then it's more physical, whether or not the person is alive, more lively. That's different meaning. So, 生命.
Interesting. 生命.
Right. And as a physicist, do you see the likelihood, or are you optimistic that migrating to different planet is an option, just like a lot of sci-fi movies have addressed?
I'm all for attempts to explore other planets and go to Mars, but I think our first priority should be to take advantage of the wonderful planet we have and take good care of it. There is absolutely no reason why we have to have 14,000 hydrogen bombs on our planet right now. Even if you just want, for example, deterrence through nuclear weapons, it's enough for each country to have a few hundred. You don't need thousands. And we also don't need to have these super complicated systems that almost go off by mistake. There is a very interesting the discussion about this happening at the United Nations right now, and we at the Future Life Institute have organized an open letter from over 1,000 scientists from around the world who are saying, look, nuclear technology is great, we can use it for nuclear power, but let's not go crazy with it like we're doing with these nuclear weapons.
Right.
And I think it's the same with all other technologies that happen in the future too. We have to remember that all technology is a double-edged sword, and the way to get the advantages from them is to plan ahead.
Mm-hmm. Right, Max, I know you have a new book coming out. Do you want to share a little bit with us?
I've just written this new book called Life 3.0, Being Human in the Age of Artificial Intelligence. And it talks about what I think is the most powerful technology so far, namely the very advanced artificial intelligence that's being developed in the world today, and how we can, if we plan carefully, use that to create an even better future and avoid all kinds of problems.
Right. I look forward to reading it. It sounds very important to know. So Max's new book, Life 3.0, we can say 生命3.0. That's a Chinese translation. 生命 is life. 三 is three. 点 is the dot. 3.0, 3.0. 生命3.0. Congratulations, Max, for your new book.
谢谢你。谢谢.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you, Max. And please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Max.
再见。